Jesus.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hi, this is Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
And we're back. Buenos dias and happy WrestleMania Day. You thought it was Palm Sunday, but I got bigger fish to fry, Pete Zaremba.
About time, too, huh? Pete Zaremba in the Durwood Kirby guest hosting chair.
That's right. Here we are in the Kerwood Derby, America's favorite race.
Right, Paul Winkle, right.
For more jokes that only people over the age of 75 will get, but today we are bringing down the demographic of our listening audience, Mr. Zaremba, to something, the demographic, I know, big radio words, to something less than Jurassic.
I have to say that there's so much entertainment in the house today that this gives me a definite license to coast.
So, I got a bleary-eyed crew in here today. I don't know what you all were doing last night. Obviously preparing for tonight's WrestleMania.
The question is, what were you doing last night?
I'll tell you what I was doing last night. Yesterday was a memorial service for my friend, the great Harold Price Faringer. The Joe DiMaggio of the First Amendment. Really one of the rock star, super stud, free speech lawyer. And I was very humble to be asked to speak at the service for him yesterday, and I sort of somehow became the go-to guy to represent the Jew pornographers. Al Goldstein was one of his most famous and best clients, and he kept Al out of jail. This was a guy who was charming.
I heard he did a lot of work with Pro Bono. Is that Sonny Bono's, brother, right? A cousin or something.
So it's Bozo the Clown and it's Sonny Bono. How come it isn't like Bono and U Dose, that stupid rock band? Anyway, that's where I was yesterday. I was pontificating about free speech and
there's going to be some free speech here.
Yeah, I hope so. And some pizza. Did we put in for the pizzas yet? Let's make sure
what type of pizzas? I hope at least one of them is my favorite.
The Pizzaremba?
The Pizzaremba.
Oh man, that joke's almost as.
That's why we're lowering the what do you call it? The demographics here.
The median.
Who are these young people?
The median age.
The studio is packed with young people.
They are Bushwick's newest hitmakers.
Who are they?
The Daddy Long Legs.
Oh, all right.
We're bringing it all back home. Now we're really happy to have you guys back. Norton Recording Stars.
Norton Records.
And I understand one of the honchos of Norton HQ might be drifting over
today
actual piece of plastic and a thing that you put a thing onto and it spins. And
they're going to blow the lid off of what it's like.
But right now we've got the great Brian Hurt here.
Who's the drummer?
And the drummer is...
Actually, I shouldn't say that because no one out there can tell that the drummer's not here.
Always waiting for him.
And I'll tell you, it's not kayfabe. These guys dress like they're going to be on TV.
We'll be performing as a duo for now until the style.
It's about time you got rid of him.
Yeah. I mean, really, he's sort of like the Nash.
Duos are the thing.
My man likes to make an entrance.
And Marat there on guitar. Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
You look a little bleary-eyed today yourself.
I had a good night last night.
Yeah, what were you doing last night? Or who were you doing last night?
Me and the lady were at a big reggae party last night. Lots of rum cocktails, you know.
You know, speaking of rum cocktails, I invented a new cocktail.
I heard.
This morning.
Today's
one of the days I showed up at Roberta's here, and I got to the tiki bar for my usual eye-opener, and the bartender was celebrating his birthday and thrust a tumbler of bourbon into my hand. And he said, okay, well, now what do you want to drink? A Dark and Stormy? But you've already got me started on the bourbon. So we knocked out the bourbon of a Dark and Stormy and knocked out the rum from the Dark and Stormy, replaced it with bourbon. Bourbon and ginger beer, and it should be noted here that the ginger beer is on the gun. It's local Bushwick-made ginger beer, and it kind of kicks ass. It's on the gun, which I thought was pretty cool. So
I never thought I'd see the day.
The Dark and Stormy is out, and the stormy weather
new cocktail,
is in.
Folks. There you go.
That's it. That's how it happens.
You know, it's something's always new.
I'm still waiting for the hex breaker and the power stance, Zaremba.
Don't worry, the cocktails are coming. But just today, there's so much entertainment. I don't see, you know, I can't get a word in edgewise.
All right, well, listen, today we're celebrating this is the debut of this record, I hope, right?
Yeah.
This is an exclusive, an Art Synthesis Seizures exclusive?
It's true, and it's exclusive to us, too. We just got the final masters from Billy Miller, head honcho over at Norton Records the other day. We haven't even had a chance to listen to these final masters yet, but this is... the tape from what will be the upcoming live LP.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
On Norton Styles. Records.
Who's this? Wait, who's this hippie?
Enter the studio.
Back. Oh, man, this is good. Dude, you look like 1/4 of the cover of Abbey Road in that hat. Come on in. So, live record coming out. Jim Diamond, who recorded it, actually drifted into
the
business.
Great Jim Diamond.
A few weeks ago, the great Jim Diamond. So tell us, I was there the night you recorded, and you said I sounded absolutely fantastic. And I got to tell you, I've known you guys, I think, since the very beginning of this. I mean, since before you all started as... the Daddy Long Legs, and it's amazing to see like a band like I mean get so much better over a short period of time. I mean, it's so, I mean, you guys are really it's not the same band that started out. It's just not.
Well, thanks,
it's,
man.
It's always growing, and we've been working hard from the get-go. So just keep on doing it.
All right. Well, you guys have a good work ethic, like all good drunken itinerant blues man. Do you want to start off with a song, maybe, from the live record? We got a guitar out here. We got a jamboree. We got a room full of women.
Does it kind of smell like the Port Authority bathroom in here?
No, you're mistaken.
That's totally wrong.
That's your suit.
that's my upper lip.
That's, you know.
Well, we might as well start with the first track from the live show. You're going to hear Kim Folley come and speak his mind. He did a great intro for this. He was not present at the live show that we recorded this, but he introduced us at a show a while back, and we always liked the intro, and we said, why not just tack this on the beginning
and
of the record?
Through the magic of from beyond the grave, Kim Folley introducing you guys.
Don't you know, smoke and mirrors, baby. We gotta let the audience
still alive.
Kayfabe. Well, it's all an illusion. Don't forget.
Just use your imagination, folks.
We're celebrating the resurrection of two dead men today, Jesus and the Undertaker. It being Palm Sunday and WrestleMania Day.
Is everyone ready for the next step in the evolution of pagan rock and roll music? And so,
y'all gonna have to sing that song one day at a be long. Y'all gonna be dead and gone.
Wow, can you dig it? That's wicked hot. That sounds amazing, guys. It sounds really good. Jim Diamond did all right by you, huh?
Yeah.
Recorded in my hometown, I hear?
No. It was here in Brooklyn. Jim came all the way from Detroit.
USA? Yeah.
Your hometown of USA.
Hometown of Greenpoint.
Yeah.
Your hometown of America.
Greenpoint, USA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I got that one.
I'm actually from here.
Destination Greenpoint, USA.
Yeah, I got that one.
All right. Well, it sounds awesome. Of course, we got the guitar out here today, so feel free to start hitting that thing anytime you want. But like I said, I'm really, really impressed at how far you guys.
New York.
I know the score by now.
Well, who else here was actually born and bred?
Me?
New York City.
Pretty much. I mean, upstate a bit, but also in this, you know, my family.
Upstate a bit. That's why I know people who are from Biodelete.
Rooster, claim baby.
To be
Putnam
from
County
Madrid.
Represent.
All right, you guys are going out on the road very soon with our friends at the John Spencer Blues Exposure.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Where are you going?
We'll be hitting up the East Coast in a few weeks here. We start out April 8th, and we'll be heading down the East Coast with the Blues Explosion.
I know you guys have been doing a lot of, you know, very successful tour in the UK. Have you guys been out in the Midwest yet?
No. We're heading there.
We've done the West Coast, Texas, and the East Coast, but never the Midwest.
Yeah, go to Indiana. That's where it's all happening now.
We're finally going to play my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri.
Right on. Well, a great city for the blues.
I'm not particularly thrilled to be spending my birthday at a place called Pancho and Luigi's in Norfolk, Virginia.
I don't
famous
know.
Famous Mexican-Italian restaurant.
Great place.
Wait, what happens World at Pancho famous. And Luigi's stays at Pancho and Luigi's.
I mean, that sounds great to me. I don't know why I'm so excited.
These kids these days, remember, they're so jaded.
The cuisine.
It's a Mex-Italian cuisine,
The
it's called
flash,
fusion, man.
That sounds like a real blues explosion to me.
I saw you guys playing for a bunch of sheep. Was that in Spain?
Yeah, it was.
Where is that? In like Navarra? That was in,
are you talking about the real the farm or the audience?
Wow. The farm. That was at our friend's house in Liaguenes in Cantabria, northern Spain there. He's got a bunch of sheep, a couple of donkeys, and we just grabbed our guitars and filmed the video.
That was great.
That was a good time.
One of the sheep didn't like it too much.
Expanding our demographic to sheep and
Fausti,
donkeys and farm animals. And,
our friend,
you know, I mean, I don't want to be speciist. You know, everybody is welcome.
Love
it's a big, arts and seizures
donkeys.
Are a big, it's a big, it's a big
why,
tent.
Why limit yourself?
It's a big tent kind of show we got here.
Very open-minded.
So you guys got a song? Maybe you guys want to twirl a song, and then we'll play some more from your live record. And I think we're going to hear from the John Spencer Blues Explosion today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's just a cavalcade of entertainment.
Entertainment.
Should we hear another track from the live masters?
You seem dying to push that button. Go for it, Daddy-O.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
dude, I gotta tell you how fucking badass that sounds.
This is the breakdown.
You guys are like my Led Zeppelin. You're like my personal Led Zeppelin.
I don't know how I feel about that.
We're just joined right now by the great Miriam Lynn of Wharton Records. I'm saying Led Zeppelin. She's looking at me like I just stepped on her face.
She's friends with Bob.
My
mother went to the House of the Holy tour. Madison Square Garden.
You were probably conceived there. Now you're too young. You're too young for that.
She's with a white dude who has an afro and a shirt that's unbuttoned but tucked in.
So if you were actually conceived,
you're out there,
Mom.
I believe my parents' wedding song was a Led Zeppelin.
I love it. You effectively removed all the things I don't like about the Yardbirds out of the song. Mainly Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck.
Yeah. Between a baby and a bag of cocaine. Eric Clapton would have let a bag of cocaine fall out the window.
It's too soon.
Oh, all right, man.
Too soon.
Got a distinct early V-Fart vibe on that track too.
Yeah.
You know.
It's our guy.
Absolutely right on. It's a hit, Miriam. It's a hit.
Of course it is.
It's a hit. All right. Far freaking out.
Miriam, why are you here?
The great Miriam Luna in the studio.
Go for it, Zarembo. Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah, why are you here, Miriam?
Well, I was wandering the streets aimlessly.
As usual.
Yeah, and then I saw a gaggle of chicks outside, and I knew that Daddy Longlegs had to be in.
Ow!
Yeah, we were trying to...
You're grooming these guys.
It couldn't have been Edison and Zarembo. It had to be Daddy Longlegs.
This was a nice surprise that I realized that it was for Zarembo. I peeked in the window, and there he was.
Oh.
A big slice of pizza in his hand.
He still got it, Zarembo.
I still got the pizza. What do we got here?
Okay. Well, we've got something they call a test pressing in the vinyl.
It's so adorable.
Are the questions hard?
Can you make those?
You brought the test pressing.
Yes. Are the questions hard on the test pressing?
We had to hand write the titles on it. Your Daddy Longlegs guys know all about this. So, Rumba, he's new to the business. He's not sure.
Yeah, I'm a novice.
He says, why do I have a small hole in my record? I want a big hole. Well, because it's a test pressing.
In other words, we're all caught in this sort of matrix of a Norton startup.
It's a Norton world we just live in.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got these guys in your stable.
Oh, thank God for that.
You're grooming them.
It reminds me, I was planning to do this. I was planning to do the whole show in my Joe Franklin voice. I was like, these guys are big. They're bigger than big. They're going to be big, 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 big.
Monty Rock the Third.
So, yeah. Yeah. So do you guys have any gigs or performances in show business? It's a very difficult business.
Is that
business.
What they call them now?
Yeah, gigs.
Gigs?
I only say that when I want to sound hip.
We had very humble beginnings. It hasn't been all peaches and cream.
All right. I'll tell you what. You guys are going out on tour coming up in just a couple weeks with our friends at John Spencer Blues Explosion. We were going to take a quick break, hear the new single from John Spencer in the Blues Explosion, and come back to hear more of Daddy Longlegs. He's going
to
play something live.
All right.
You're listening to Arts and Seizures from the Heritage Radio Network. Garrett Roberts and Bushwick, give me some Blues Explosion.
Come on now. Funkiest man alive. Yeah. fine like ragu. Ain't who you know, but who knows you. Like dog, chicken, hang a winner.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
All right, get down, John Spencer Blues Explosion. I'm back here. Yes, Arts and Sisters of Seizures, Mike Geddes, and Pizza Rumba, and a cavalcade of stars.
All right.
Holy cow. Miriam from Norton Records, and of course, Marat Bryan and Josh from the Daddy Longlegs, Bushwick's Newick's Hitmakers.
Yes, sir.
Can you dig it? And we're going to be performing at Pancho and Luigi's.
I'm ex-Italian.
I moved to Queens.
Fusion cuisine.
you got that pretty looking thing with the strings on it there. Why don't you there you go. Can you dig it?
Enjoy it.
Hey.
Arts and Seizures hooting at it.
The Big Road Blues.
Going down this big road by myself. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, Lord. Ain't going down this big road by myself. Singing if I don't care my rider, Lord, I care me somebody else. Take this poor boy money now. Sure, Lord, won't take mine. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, Lord. Poor boy money now, sure Lord won't take mine. Take this poor boy money now, sure Lord won't take mine. Wow, yeah! Talking pretty mama, Lord. See, right, Lord. See what you done done. Lord, you made me love you. Now you're making the love. Well, I ain't going down this big road by myself. Now don't you hear me talking pretty mama, Lord. Ain't going down this big road by myself. Singing if I don't care my rider, Lord, I care me somebody else. Singing if I don't care my rider, Lord, I care me somebody, yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah.
Crazy, Daddy-O. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What's the name of the new live record?
It's called Daddy Long Legs Rides Tonight.
All right, and we're riding to Pancho and Luigi's. And you'll be there all of April, every
yes,
night in
sir.
April.
Yes, sir.
I think Spencer night. Hoodwinked you guys. He told Pancho you it was a tour, but it's just a residency at Pancho and Luigi's.
Norfolk.
We're moving to Norfolk.
Well, we're doing a Virginia tour.
Listen, I worry about you guys. I heard you were a fighting band. I heard you got into some scraps down Texas. And, you know what's. You know, you seem like very nice boys.
Unfortunately, it's just with each other.
Yeah. This time in Texas was a love fest. We had a really great time.
Yeah. We were well behaved this time, but in the past, yeah, there's been some knockdown, drag out, fist fights.
I had to kick Brian's ass in the park.
This is Murat talking here. It ain't me. I'm always breaking a fight between the drummer and the harp player. Once a tour, I'm holding them back by the throat.
He's the referee.
I'm the peacemaker, you know?
Brian beat me up.
Drummers and harp players are the worst, right, Zaremba? All right, no, we're looking forward to everybody out in America. Keep their eyes
love
out.
Is lovely. Daddy the Long war Legs, is
recently
ready.
Named by Esquire magazine as the number one band in the world. Or some goddamn thing.
I don't know. Yeah, it keeps getting blown out of the universe.
That might be a liberal use of the article.
All right, that's all. See you, Murat. You're going to bring back the show.
Sure, yeah. Number one band
you.
In the world by Esquire magazine.
All right. As always, it is the fastest half hour on the internet.
You're kidding.
Today.
Is it time for seizures? To go?
Are you kidding? No, it's time for some pizza.
That's
it's time for some pizza and another stormy
some
weather.
Some right, delicious pizza.
I invented this cocktail just for you, Pete.
It's only half hour.
I'm ready for one. Now that our hosting duties are almost finished. I'm ready for a cocktail.
But I want everybody to keep an eye out for the Daddy Long Legs on the road. Where can we find you guys? The Norton Records website, the Facebook, the Twitter machine, the
official,
Your Face, the My Book. What do you guys got going?
Daddylonglegs.com. And we'll be in Europe all in May, so all you Europeans, look out.
Where are you going in Europe?
Belgium, Make Netherlands, and Ireland, and the UK.
Very well. That's not Europe.
And we'll be back in Europe in October too.
Very good.
It's a very progressive interpretation.
We'll be back
of Europe.
To Spain. We're coming.
All right, tell you what. Let's go out with one more track.
Well, it's not America.
Okay.
All right. I want to wish everybody a very happy Palm Sunday and WrestleMania Sunday, the day we celebrate two reanimated corpses. Well, that's next week, really. We're off for Easter, but we're coming back. Everybody,
I thought we were the reanimated corpses.
Thank you guys for bringing down the median age of our audience today. We're off for Easter, but coming back next week, the week after with the New York Folk Festival, and after that, a special WrestleRama show celebrating a Lucha Libre event is coming right here to Queens. Cannot wait. I'm bringing in the Fighting Spirit Wrestling Champion.
I'm gonna
right
be
here.
There.
Right here is
I'm
Ramba.
Gonna be there.
You're gonna be here, right?
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
All right. You are the co-host with the most for everybody here.
We bow down to the altar of rock and roll because that's all we know.
All right. All right then.
In a world filled with hatred. German wings, jihadi John.
Don't get him started, Phil. If you could see his suit. You'd be impressed.
All right, we'll catch you guys soon on Art Sense Seizures. Lay it on me, Daddy O.
Goodbye, everyone.
We got no juice.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.